弟兄姊妹平安，感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我现在可以站在这个地方哈，是主的恩典。
I can stand here. It is because of God's mercy.
星期四晚上的时候
，Thursday night，
我发现坐骨神经痛很强的攻击我。
I find that my back spine was having severe pain.
而且我觉得这次这个受攻这个痛呢，这个强度是很大的。
And I feel that this time the pain was very severe.
所以我赶快请弟兄姊妹为我代祷。
Therefore, I immediately asked brothers and sisters to pray for me.
我自己当然也好好祷告。
And of course, I myself was praying as well.
那天晚上的确是睡得不好。
That night, I did not sleep well.
这个几乎不太能翻了。
I could not turn at all.
是很难过。
It was very uncomfortable.
不过那个第二天到中午的时候。
But the next day, by noon,
就过了中午以后呢，我就觉得那个痛已经差不多离开了。
I found that after 12, the pain was going away.
所以我在床上呢，就大多躺了半天。
So I laid in the bed for about another half day.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
让我再一次经历他的恩典。
That I can experience His grace once more.
也再一次强化我心里面的体会。
And it strengthened the feeling in my heart.
一个肢体出毛病。
That a part of the body, if it's broken,
可能整个身体是瘫痪。
That the whole body may be paralyzed.
我那个不晓得是哪个地方出毛病哈。
I don't know which part of my body was broken.
但是就是那个地方出了毛病。
But it was that point.
我整个人觉得痛了，受不了。
It was just that part, and then my whole body felt that it was in such pain.
而且不但痛了受不了呢，还下不了床。
And it wasn't just the pain; it was so painful that I could not get off of the bed.
我记得我最严重的一次哈。
I remember the worst time.
大概从这个地方就到那个小门那个地方。
Perhaps from where I'm standing now to the door to the right.
我是想去上厕所的。
I wanted to go to the bathroom.
但十分钟走不到。
But I couldn't get there in 10 minutes.
而且呢，不知道怎么上厕所。
And then after I got to the bathroom, I didn't know what to do.
所以你会发现哈，一个肢体。
You will find that one part of the body.
它在整个身体里面部分是很小的。
It may be a very small part of the body.
而且有的时候呢，是你觉得完全不在乎它的，不起眼的。
Then, and sometimes it is so small that you never pay attention to it.
你甚至都不感觉它的存在。
You almost don't feel its existence.
可是呢，等到它万一出毛病的时候。
But when it is broken.
可能整个身体就是瘫掉。
And then perhaps the whole body will be paralyzed.
而我们在基督的身体里面。
And as we are parts of the body of Christ.
我们是一个肢体。
We are one part.
这不是一个道理。
We are one body. It is not a theory.
这是神主宰的安排。
It is the arrangement of God.
神主宰很奇妙的安排。
It is an amazing arrangement of God.
我们可能觉得我们一点都不重要。
Perhaps we feel that we're not important at all.
我们可能觉得我们自己一点都没有影响力。
We feel that we have no influence at all.
但是可能我们在主面前的情况。
But our state before God.
我们可能导致这个身体全身感到头疼痛。
We can affect the body so that the whole body feels the pain.
而且痛到一个地步，你没有办法行动。
So painful to a point that you cannot act.
我们这个肢体呢，也可能导致全身瘫痪。
And our parts can cause the whole body to be paralyzed.
如果我们觉得教会不够满意。
If we feel we're not satisfied towards the church,
如果我们觉得教会没有见证，
If we feel that the church has no testimony,
可能就是当中我们这个肢体是出问题的那个肢体。
Then perhaps we are the part that has the problem, that is the problem.
我们不能先把箭头指向别人。
We cannot point towards others.
我们这个人可能就是导致教会瘫痪的那个人。
Perhaps we are the one who has caused the paralysis.
我们这人可能是导致见证失去的那个 那个用那个原因。
Perhaps we are the cause that the church has no testimony.
所以可见我们这个基督徒不是很随便。
Therefore, you can see that us as Christian, it is not a casual matter.
我们在主面前的地位、身份、重要性是远远超过我们所已经知道。
Our status, our importance before God is far beyond what we recognize.
所以我们说什么，我们做什么。
What we say, what we do.
我们可能觉得我喜欢就可以。
Perhaps we think as long as we like it, it's fine.
但是在整个身体的原则就不是这样。
But if you are talking about the whole body, then that is not the case.
在整个身体的原则，如果有哪一个肢体说他要做什么，而他没有经过头的同意的话。
In the principle of the whole body, if a part of the body wants to do something without being connected to the head,
那这个身体一定是受亏损。
Then this body will be shortchanged.
你试看看，你哪一个肢体不听你头的指挥？
You can try it. If a part of your body doesn't listen to the command of the head,
能够让这个身体正常。
How can this body be normal?
完全不可能。
That is impossible.
所以在教会里面也是这样。
And in a church, it is the same.
有哪一个肢体不能够听基督，就是那个基督身体的头指挥？
Any part of the body when it does not listen to the head, to Christ,
看起来好像他有他的那一份。
It may seem that he is taking his part,
但他可能是造成全身的瘫痪。
But he may be causing the whole body to be paralyzed.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们看见我们是一个肢体。
That we can see that we are a part of the body.
我们是一个肢体，不是个道理。
That we are a part of the body is not a theory.
我们是基督的身体上的肢体，是一个事实。
The fact that we are a part of the Christ body, it is a fact.
不单是事实，
Not only is it a fact,
同时是生命重要的经历。
It is an important experience of life.
是我们被主成全的过程当中，你所必须要经历、要经过的过程。
It is something that you must experience in the process of God perfecting us.
如果我们不会做肢体，
If we do not know how to be a part of the body,
我们可以说完全不懂教会。
Then we can say that we truly do not understand the church.
我们不会做肢体。
If we do not know how to be a part of the body,
我们可能在教会中会产生强烈的破坏性。
Then perhaps we can cause great damage to the church.
这是主在我身体上面给我一些提醒。
This is some reminder that the Lord has offered me.
我们盼望彼此共勉。
We pray that we will encourage each other.
我们读一下哥林多后书。
Let's turn and read from 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们请看三节到十二节。
Let's read from verse 3 to 12.
哥林多后书第一章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3。
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God, for just as the suffering of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ.
我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation, or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life.
自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us? He on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us.
你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
You also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially toward you.
我们再一点祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们再次求你用宝血遮盖我们。
Lord, we ask you once again to cover us with your precious blood.
求你吹气在你的话上。
May you breathe onto your words.
你知道你教会的需要。
You know the needs of your church.
你知道你儿女的需要。
You know the needs of your children.
求你照你的旨意做工。
Pray that you will work according to your will.
也管制一切应当被管制的。
And discipline all those who should be disciplined.
求主使用这无用的仆人。
Lord, pray that you will use your servant.
使他不成为你的拦阻。
So that he does not become your obstacle.
使他不、阻挡你的话。
So that he does not obstruct your words.
求主你的话能够释放出来。
Lord, may your words be released.
求主圣灵把话送出来。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will deliver the words.
求主将你的话送到每一个圣徒的心中。
Pray that the Lord, you will deliver your words into the heart of every saint.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
谢谢你又给我们一次的机会。
Thank you that you've given us another opportunity.
若没有你在我们身上恩待做工，
If you have not been gracious on us,
这个机会又要过去，
then this opportunity will pass by.
我们依然是原来样子，
and we are still the way we used to be.
我们求主恩待我们，
we pray that the Lord will be gracious to us.
恩待说话的，
be gracious to the one who is speaking.
恩待翻译的，
be gracious to the one who is translating.
更加倍恩待一同听话的。
And be even more gracious to all those who are listening to the words.
愿主得到荣耀。
May the Lord receive the glory.
羞辱归给仇敌。
That the shame be unto the enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 刚才我们读的这一段话。
The verses that we just read.
我想今天我把重点比较放在安慰，神的安慰这一方面。
I want to put today's emphasis on comfort, the comfort of God.
我们的神被称为是忍耐和安慰的神。
Our Lord is called the Lord of mercies and comfort.
也称为使人有盼望的神。
And he is called the God who gives hope.
也就是说，不管你在多么深、多么无望的一个光景底下。
It means that no matter what kind of deep hopelessness that you are in,
神都可以安慰你。
God can comfort you.
神都可以拯救你。
God can always save you.
主耶稣的救恩就证明他的拯救是超越一切的一切。
The salvation of Lord Jesus Christ has proved that it surpasses all things.
因为他的拯救是把我们从地狱的火湖里面 完全拉出来的。
Because his salvation has brought us from the fire of hell.
但是不是只叫我们留在地上。
But it is not just so that we may live in this world.
要把我们送到与他同在的天上的宝座至圣所前。
But it will deliver us to the heavenly place to be on his throne.
所以这个救恩是远远超过我们可以想象的。
Therefore, this salvation surpasses our imagination.
所以在我们一生当中，不管你遇到什么样的事情。
Therefore, throughout our entire life, no matter what you encounter.
不管你现在是信主了，你现在或者还没信主。
Whether you believe in the Lord or whether you do not believe in the Lord yet.
不管你有多少的理由说别人不能领会你，不能了解你。
No matter how many reasons you have to say that others do not understand you.
不管你有多少的话说别人不能解决我的问题。
No matter how many words you have to say that others cannot solve my problem.
但是我们的救主耶稣基督可以。
But our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, can.
他可以成为你的拯救。
He can become your salvation.
可以成为你的安慰。
And he can become your comfort.
这个安慰不是一时的。
And this comfort is not temporary.
这安慰不是消极的。
And this comfort is not passive.
这个安慰是积极的。
This comfort is active.
是带着建造的。
It brings edification.
是把你这个人从黑暗里面拯救出来。
It brings you out of the darkness.
要把你送到与神永远同在的那个光明中。
And it will bring you to the light of always being in the presence of God.
那个中间的那个差距是完全没有办法形容的。
The distance between the two cannot be described.
但是所有尝到滋味的人。
But all those who have tasted this,
都会从心里感谢赞美主。
Then they will thank the Lord from the heart.
我们需要彼此提醒了一点。
We need to remind each other.
你不要看重人的安慰，过于看重神的安慰。
Do not think higher of men's comfort than God's comfort.
今天有人来安慰我，我们很感谢主。
When people come to comfort us, we are very thankful to the Lord.
但是你要知道，如果这一个人没有从神那里得到安慰的能力。
But you must know that if this person has not received the comfort,
他没有什么可以帮助我的。
From the Lord, then he cannot help us.
不要以为人可以解决人的问题。
Do not think men can solve the problem of men.
如果这一个人这个器皿他不能从神那里支取。
If this instrument, this vessel cannot receive from God,
他对我们是一无用处。
Then he is useless to us.
有凡是经历过人生极大极大痛苦的人
All those who have experienced great sufferings in life
极深痛苦的人
the severe pain
而且尝过神安慰滋味的人
And also tasted the comfort of God
要见证一件事情
Then they must testify
神的安慰是人不能做的
That God's comfort is something that men cannot do
但是人常常轻看从神那里得到的安慰。
However, men often look lightly upon the comfort that comes from God.
人把眼目只看到人的身上。
Men's eyes are always focused on men.
但是主怜悯我们的话。
But if the Lord has mercy on us,
要叫我们能够看过这个人再看到主自己去。
Then we will be able to look past men and onto God.
因为神的安慰他后面带着强大的能力。
Because God's comfort has great power behind it.
主如果可以把我们从地狱里面拉出来。
If the Lord can bring us out of hell.
主有没有能力把我们从现在所处的那些黑暗里面带出来。
Then the Lord, does he also have the power to bring us out of our current darkness?
想想看。
Think about it.
合理不合理。
Is that reasonable?
可能不可能。
Is that possible?
我们的主被称为死而复活的主。
Our Lord is called the resurrected Lord.
所以在他后面有一个强大的死而复活的能力。
Therefore, in him there is this great power of resurrection.
我们所遇到的问题最了不起把你带到死亡。
The problems we encounter, in worst case scenario, it will bring us to death.
但是我们的主他有复活的大能。
But our Lord has the power of resurrection.
我们看到许多的人
We see many people
曾经被带到死的那个境界去
that they have been brought to death, to the state of death.
但是主把他们拉出来,
but the Lord has brought them back.
拯救出来,
the Lord has saved them.
安慰他们,
comforted them.
许多人经历艰难,
many people experience sufferings. That's not rare.
但是经过艰难之后, 从你身上, 闻不闻得到, 苦的滋味,
But after suffering these difficulties, can people smell the aroma of bitterness on you?
我思想我看见我见过的一些的认识主的弟兄姊妹,
I think about the brothers and sisters that I know.
他们曾经落到那个极深的痛苦去,
they have once fallen into a state of great suffering.
而这些痛苦不是他们犯什么罪,
and these sufferings, it was not because they committed sin.
他们许多呢，都是因为为了要见证主的缘故。
And many of them was because they wanted to testify for God.
他们被摆在一个情况是置于死地。
They've been placed in a situation that is close to death.
可以说，神如果一松手，
we can say that if the Lord had let go,
他就死了。
And then he would have died.
但是神没有在他那个时候要死,
but God did not want him to die at that time.
让他经历极大的痛苦,
he allowed him to experience great suffering.
活着回来,
and come back alive.
有的甚至没有残废,
and some of them are not even paralyzed, are not handicapped.
本来就是有的就是, 他们觉得说不但这个如果不死也是残废的, 但是奇怪了,就是没残废。
Because sometimes people will think even if they do not die, they will come back being handicapped. But that's not the case.
更奇妙的是, 如果他不告诉你,
even more amazingly, if he does not tell you,
你在他身上, 你不知道他经过许多的苦,
you do not even know he has gone through much suffering.
你完全嗅不到苦的味道,
you cannot smell the aroma of suffering.
他也不会以受苦自夸,
and he does not brag about the suffering.
我在看一些弟兄, 我看他们在那里, 我不觉得他受过苦,
I look at some brothers, I do not think he has gone through suffering.
那等到他描述他怎么样经过一个阶段一个阶段的时候,
and after he described how he has gone through one stage after the other,
不是人能过的日子,
it is not men.
但为什么在他身上闻不到那个苦的味道?
But why is it that we cannot smell the fragrance of bitterness on him?
神亲自成为他的安慰。
Because God himself has become his comfort.
神不但安慰他的心,
God has not only comforted his heart,
救他脱离那些苦境,
to lead him away from those bitternesses.
神把他里面的苦就彻底的清除去了。
That God has also cleansed out the bitterness inside.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
This is very amazing.
所以神的安慰背后带着说不尽的那个无限的大能。
Therefore, God's comfort has this indescribable power behind it.
这是我们需要去支取的。
That is something that we need to draw from.
而且神的安慰的另外一方面就是积极的鼓励我们。
The other aspect of God's comfort is that he actively encourages us.
所以他把我们推到前面, 就是往国度去,
he pushes us forward towards the kingdom.
把我们推往与神同坐宝座的那个方向去,
he pushes us towards the direction of sitting on the throne with him.
把我们推向与主, 与同掌权的方向去,
he pushes us towards the direction of governing together with the Lord.
所以神的安慰在我们里面有非常大的部分是非常积极的。
Therefore, there is a great portion of this that is very active.
所以他不但叫做忍耐，是忍耐和安慰的神。
Therefore, he is not only called the God who gives patience and comfort.
他并且是使人有盼望。
And he is also the God who gives hope.
这个盼望叫你能够面对 所有一切的艰难,
and this hope allows you to face all difficulties.
而且叫我们能够单单地活在神的面前,
and it allows us to live only before God.
叫我们单单的能够只要他的旨意。
So that we only want his will.
所以在神面前如果尝过这样滋味的人，
Therefore, for those who have tasted this before the Lord,
他可以坚定在主的面前。
He can be firmly grounded before the Lord.
他也可以成为把人带到去尝到去经历这个神的安慰的这个器皿。
And he can be an instrument that brings others to taste God's comfort.
我们有时候经历不到神。
Sometimes we cannot experience God.
许多的时候是我们的眼光错误。
It is because we have our sight on the wrong thing.
许多的时候是我们坚持己见。
It is because we hold on to our own beliefs.
就是我们只要自己喜欢的。
It is that we only want what we like.
只要自己所要的。
We only want what we want.
不相信神在我们主宰中有安排。
We do not believe that God has a sovereign arrangement among us.
不相信主在我们主宰中有带领。
We do not believe that God has his guidance among us.
主在我们周围有他奇妙的安排。
Around us, God has his amazing arrangements.
我遇到很多的弟兄姊妹。
I've encountered many brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姊妹很容易在很艰难当中就出来了。
Many brothers and sisters can easily come out of hardships.
为什么他能出来？
Why is it that he can come out?
当人帮助他的时候，他真的转向主了。
That is because when men help him, he truly turns towards God.
他单纯的转向主。
He only turns towards the Lord.
结果呢，他就经历神奇妙的拯救，奇妙的大能，奇妙的安慰。
And as a result, he experiences God's amazing salvation, God's amazing grace and comfort.
但是有一些弟兄姊妹呢，就在一些苦境里面呢，不断的在那里打转。
And then some brothers and sisters, they keep on turning in their hardships.
一次不够，两次，两次不够，五次，五次不够，十次。
One time is not enough, five times, five times is not enough, ten times.
为什么需要？他为什么会继续这样的状这样的情况呢？
Why is it that he continued to be in that state?
他有没有别的其他原因？我不一定知道。
I don't know if there are other reasons.
但是我所看到的就是，当人把他带到神面前的时候，他有不幸的恶行。
But what I see is that when men bring him before God, then he has a heart of unbelief.
他的心不愿意转向神。
His heart is not willing to turn to God.
他的耳朵不愿意听见神。
His ears are not willing to listen to God.
他的脚不愿意踏在神要他走的路上。
And his foot are not willing to step on the path that God wants him to walk on.
所以他一段时间主帮他好转一下，他又回头去走原来的路。
And after a little while, after the Lord has made him a little better, he turns and walks on his own path again.
等到不行的时候又跑回来。
And when it becomes hard, he comes back.
不断地在那里重复，重演他过去的经历。
And it keeps on repeating the same experience.
这是多么可惜。
What a shame this is.
所经过的事对他没有教训。
What he has experienced has not taught him anything.
所经过的事对他没有帮助。
What he has experienced did not help him.
这是非常可惜的事情。
This is really a shame.
这是我在思想这个题目的时候。
This time, as I was thinking about this topic,
主在我心中给我提醒了几件事。
The Lord had reminded me of a few things in my heart.
今天我们在主面前。
Today, as we stand before the Lord,
我们经历主很贫乏。
We frequently, or we infrequently experience the Lord.
常常是因为我们自己的缘故。
It is because of ourselves.
神绝对不该负那个责任。
God should not be held responsible.
神是丰富的。
God is abundant.
神也乐意把他的丰富倾倒在我们当中。
And he is willing to pour his abundance among us.
神愿意与我们同在。
God is willing to be with us.
但是我们为什么不能够尝到？
But why is it that we cannot taste it?
我们不能接受。
We cannot receive.
就好像过去的这星期五，我们弟兄在谈这个弟兄相爱的事情。
Just as the past Friday, we were talking about love between brothers.
提到一个问题，就是讲到彼此相爱，你还要学你会接受啊。
And one topic we discussed is that when we talk about loving each other, then you also have to learn to receive.
你讲要相爱，但是你不能接受，你爱什么啊？
If we talk about love and you do not know how to receive love,
爱都送到你的身上来了，你还把它挡出去了，那你还说没爱？
If love has already been delivered to you and you push it away and then you say there is no love,
不是什么都照我们的方式，不是都照我们自己的方法。
It is not that all things need to be according to us.
神有神的方式。
God has his own way.
如果我们不会接受，
If we do not know how to receive,
一个不会接受的人，
A person who does not know how to receive,
他不晓得失去了多少的恩典。
He does not know how much grace he has lost.
他不晓得失去多少的机会。
He doesn't know how many opportunities he has lost.
哎呦，我以前更年轻的时候，很气自己啊。
When I was younger, I was very angry with myself.
我一个很大的弱点就是不会把握机会。
I have a great weakness, which is don't know how to hold on to opportunities.
哎，眼看了一个机会，来了，快来。
And when I see this opportunity coming,
哦，溜过去了。
And then it just bypasses me.
抓也是没抓到。
And I did not grab onto it.
后悔啊。
I regret it.
你婚姻有没有这样的经历？
Have you experienced this?
弟兄姊妹之间也是这样子。
And among brothers and sisters, it's the same thing.
主借着弟兄姊妹来帮助我们，来供应我们。
Through brothers and sisters, the Lord has provided for us.
我们渴不渴慕主啊？你一定要让我尝到你的爱。
We so desire that that Lord, you must allow us to experience your love.
结果主就照他的方法，就派了一些弟兄姊妹就送到你身上来。
And the Lord, according to His way, had brought some brothers and sisters into your life.
我们两个大手一打。
And we raises our hands and pushes it out.
不，这不是给我的。
No, that is not for me.
转过来说，神没有爱。
And then we turn around and say, God has no love.
这我们自己要注意一下。
We should pay attention to that.
许多时候我们不能够经历。
Many times we cannot experience.
是我们这个人有问题。
It is because we have problem.
你不要以为承认自己有问题，把你贬低了，不会的。
Do not think that you are despising yourself if you admit there is a problem.
当我们愿意承认自己有问题的时候，是我们蒙福的开始。
When we are able to recognize that we have a problem, that is the beginning of blessings.
灵里贫穷的人有福了。
The ones who are meek in the spirit are blessed.
天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them.
你从来不觉得自己贫穷。
If you never feel that you are poor,
你就不能够尝到国度的滋味。
Then you cannot taste the kingdom.
所以这是一个重要的事情。
Therefore, this is very important.
所以主提醒我一些事情。
Therefore, the Lord reminded me a few things.
我们不知道怎样做肢体。
We do not know how to be a part of the body.
我们也不知道怎样做儿子。
We do not know how to be sons.
我们也不知道怎样做神的子民。
And we do not know how to be people of God's kingdom.
所以我们该得着安慰的时候得不着。
Therefore, when we should be receiving comfort, we cannot.
有些遇到的问题是撒旦仇敌在那里搅动的。
Some problems we encountered is because Satan is working.
那我们呢？不站在神子民这一边。
And we do not stand on the side of the people of God's kingdom.
我们站在世界那边。
We stand on the side of the world.
我们站在撒旦引诱我们的那一边。
We stand on the side of Satan's temptation.
一面觉得很苦。
On one hand, we feel such suffering.
一面又盼望得安慰。
And on the other hand, we hope to experience comfort.
一面又不站在你当站的位置上面。
On one hand, you are not standing where you should be standing.
你怎么尝到？
How can you taste?
从哪里尝？
Where to start?
没有办法。
You cannot.
还有我们不知道怎样做儿子。
And we do not know how to be sons.
我们上次读的这个路加应该是15章吧。
Last time we read Luke chapter 15.
路加15章有一个大儿子小儿子。
In Luke 15, there is an elderly son and a younger son.
这个大儿子呢是在家里面。
This elderly son was staying at home.
非常努力地服侍他的家。
And working very hard to serve his family.
这小儿子呢，觉得在家里没意思。
And this younger son thought that it was boring to be home.
他一定要出去闯荡一番。
And he wanted to go out into the world.
所以呢， 他跟父亲讲说，分财产吧。
So he told father, let us split our inheritance.
把我该得的分给我。
Give me the portion that I should have received.
然后呢，他拿到了。
And then he got his share of the estate.
就带出去。
And he took it away from him. He took it with him.
就照他喜欢的方法，就把它通通花完了。
And then according to his own likeness, he squandered all of his wealth.
花到最后呢，自己连生活都没有办法了。
And he has spent everything, and he cannot even live.
这个时候他才发现他没有能力啊。
And then he realized that he has no ability.
因为他没有办法做什么工作，没有办法找什么好的工作。
He cannot find a good job.
他只能去帮人家看猪。
He can only look after others' pigs.
哎，犹太人看猪是非常羞耻的事情。
For the Jewish people to look after pigs, it is a very shameful thing.
犹太人不吃猪肉。
The Jewish people do not eat pork.
把猪看成不洁净。
They think the swines are unclean.
但是还要叫这个人去看猪。
And then this person needs to look after these swine.
这是多么羞耻的事情。
What a shameful thing this is.
而且呢，他想吃那个猪所吃的豆荚呢，还没得吃。
And he wanted to eat the pots that the swines were eating, and then he could not even eat it.
所以你看这个人，他落到何等悲惨的光景。
See what a pitiful state this person has fallen into.
就在这个很苦的时候。
And then in this great suffering.
他想到说，哎呀，我父亲这么多的工人，这么富有，这么丰富。
And then he thought, my father is so wealthy. He has so many hired men.
我落在这个情况。
And I have fallen to this state.
那我应该还是我帮人家打工，我不如帮我父亲打工。
To work for others, why don't I go home and work for my father?
好，他就想办法。但是呢，他曾经伤到他的父亲的心，他知道。
He knew that he had once hurt his father's heart.
他就心里想。
So he thought.
我要回去跟我父亲讲。
I need to go home and say to my father.
我不配做你的儿子。
I no longer worthy to be called your son.
我愿意做你的工人。
I'm willing to be one of your hired men.
好，我不配做你的儿子。
I am no longer worthy to be your son.
所以他想一套跟他父亲解释的方法，就要他父亲呢接受他呢，做在他父亲家里面的工人。
So he thought of these reasons to ask his father to accept him as one of the hired men.
他现在理由想好了，所以呢，就准备回头去找他父亲去。
So he thought of all these reasons, and then he turned around to look for his father.
结果呢，他一回头呢，他往靠近他家的时候呢，是他父亲跑来迎接他。
And as he got close to his father's house, his father ran out to greet him.
也许他在路上心里很挣扎。
Perhaps he was struggling in his heart along the way.
这下子看到父亲了，不晓得要被骂得多惨。
When I see my father, how badly is he going to rebuke me?
或者是要给他狠狠地修理一顿。
And then perhaps he's going to fix me up.
但是呢，当他父亲看到他跑来迎接他的时候，完全出乎他所预料。
But when his father ran out to welcome him, it was completely unexpected.
而且呢，他还没把他的话讲完呢，他父亲已经把袍子给他穿上，把戒指给他戴上，把鞋给他穿上。
And even before he finished explaining himself, the father had already taken off the robe for him to wear and gave him the ring and shoes to wear.
他父亲为他预备的筵席叫大家欢喜快乐。
And then his father prepared a feast so that all can be glad that he has come back.
向众人说，这孩子是死而复活，从死里回来的。
And then his father had told others that this son, I've regained a son who was dead.
但是他的哥哥呢，很不高兴。
And his elderly son was very unhappy.
我在家这么累，这么忙。
I have worked so hard and so busy at home.
我付了这么多的心力，这么多的代价。
I paid such a great price.
也没有为我举办一个欢迎会或者一个什么。什么一个叫大家喜乐的这个聚会
？And no one has ever thrown a feast for me.
我这个弟弟到外面去把一切都花完了，丢脸丢尽了，结果还要欢迎他。
my younger brother who had gone out and squandered everything he had and put all of us to shame, and now we're welcoming him back.
心里气得要命。
He was very angry.
这个大哥大儿子他所想的是他的工作。
This elderly son, what he was thinking about was his work.
但是父却是安慰他说, 一切所有都是你的。
But the father comforted him by saying,
你在家里是丰富的。
Look, everything is yours. You have everything.
可是这个大儿子从来不感觉丰富。
But this elderly son, he never felt rich.
这一个事情让我们看见一个很奇妙的现象。
This shows us a very amazing thing.
就是不管是大儿子跟小儿子都不知道怎么做儿子。
That is, whether this is the elderly son or the younger son, both of them don't know how to be sons.
他们的身份是儿子。
They have the status of a son.
但是呢, 他们不把自己当儿子。
But they don't think of themselves as sons.
他也不站在儿子的位置上面去跟父亲呢, 来交通。
And they do not stand at the position of a son to communicate with the father.
我们没有办法笑他们。
We cannot laugh at them.
今天我们蒙恩的弟兄姊妹,
Today, the brothers who have received grace,
我们是不是也有同样的光景?
Are we in the same state?
你认为你已经尝到了做神儿女的那样的丰富跟喜乐吗?
Do you think you have tasted the abundance and joy of being children of God?
你确定吗?
Are you certain?
请你问一问你心里，你确定不确定？
Ask yourself in your heart, are you certain?
你仔细地问问看，想想看。
If you carefully think about it,
你真的知道怎么样做天父的儿女吗？
Do you truly know how to be sons and daughters of the Father?
你想想看，你在跟天父的关系能不能够超越你在地上跟父母亲的关系？
Your relationship with your heavenly father, does that surpass your relationship with your earthly parents?
如果你跟天父的关系比你跟地上父母亲的关系平淡,
If your relationship with the heavenly father is lighter than the relationship you have with your earthly father,
那很清楚的一件事情,
then clearly,
你还没有尝到做神儿女的滋味。
Then you have not tasted what it is to be the sons of God.
你有可能是大儿子, 有可能是小儿子。
Perhaps you're the elderly son, perhaps you're the younger son.
你如果真的尝到那个做儿女的滋味,
If you have truly tasted what it is to be children of God,
父心里快乐的时候, 你要与他一同快乐。
When the father's heart is joyful, then you should be joyful with him.
父所看重的事情, 你要与他一同看重。
What the father thinks highly of, you should think highly of as well.
父所轻看的东西, 你也是与他一同轻看。
And what the father despises, you will despise as well.
如果我们不会做儿子,
If we don't know how to be sons,
请问一下,
Then let me ask you,
你懂得做弟兄吗?
Then how do you know how to be a brother?
你懂吗?
Do you understand?
如果你不知道父怎么样在天父面前做儿子做儿女,
If you do not know how to be sons and daughters before the father,
你怎么知道你跟弟兄姊妹之间的关系就是最正常最正确的关系?
Then how do you know that you have the correct relationship between brothers and sisters?
你怎么知道这就是神要带领我们的路呢?
How do you know that this is the path that God wants to guide us on?
如果你不知道怎样做父亲，也不知道怎样做弟兄。
If you do not know how to be son and you do not know how to be brothers,
你又怎样知道什么叫做弟兄相爱呢?
Then how do you know what it means to love among brothers?
如果你没有尝过父的安慰,
If you have never tasted the comfort of the father,
你没有尝过父的鼓励,
If you have never tasted the encouragement of the father,
你怎么鼓励你的弟兄呢?
How do you encourage other brothers?
从哪里去鼓励呢?
Where do you start to encourage them?
你要把他带到哪里去呢?
Where will you bring him?
非常稀奇。
Very amazingly,
在希伯来书12章,
In Hebrew chapter 12,
有一句话，让我需要主启示。
There is a verse that we need revelation from God.
希伯来书12章第5节,
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 5,
他说你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5, And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
这个劝这个字哈，跟安慰那个字是同一个字。
Exhortation is the same word as comfort.
所以翻成劝呢，我觉得没什么问题。但是呢，你再引用它原来的那个意思了，再想想看呢，你觉得很奇妙。
But if you think about the original text, then you will find that it is amazing.
这里呢，就是有一个神安慰我们的方法，用管教的方法。
Here it says that there is one way God comforts us, which is through discipline.
没有任何苦待我们的意思。
It is not something to cause us to suffer.
就是要把我们带进到他的丰富、他的同在、圣洁。
It is to bring us into His presence, into His abundance, into His holiness.
因为这一段，他讲到这个管教。
Because these words, when it talks about discipline,
特别讲到是对儿子的管教。
It talks about disciplining the son.
就是这个儿子实在不知道怎么当儿子。
It is saying that the son doesn't know how to be a son.
他有儿子的身份。
He has the status of a son.
但是从来不知道怎么当儿子。
But he never knew how to be a son.
但是呢，经过这个管教之后呢，
But after the disciplining,
他就逐渐的知道他怎么样做一个他所当做的儿子。
And then gradually he understands how he can be the son he's supposed to be.
许多的时候我们并不知道我们该怎么办。
Many times we don't know what to do.
没有神用他的手出来帮助我们。
If God's hand does not reach out to help us,
我们恐怕到死都不会知道。
We may not even know until death.
但是这里呢，他不是只是叫我们归正而已。哇，这个走歪了，把它归到正路上去。
But here it is not just bringing you back onto the right path that you were on the wrong one before and now you're brought back to the right one.
这是里面的讲到的其中一部分。
This is only a part of what this is talking about.
但不是只有这些。
But not only this.
因为主知道说我们所走的每一步路。
Because the Lord knows that every step we walk.
就关系到我们这一个人能不能够得着神儿子的那个名分。
It is related to whether or not we can receive the name of the Son.
神儿子的名分重要不重要？
Is it important to receive the sonship?
对我们来讲是一个需要启示的事情。
It is something that we need revelation for.
因为我们能够明白的太有限。
Because what we can understand is so limited.
但是呢，从这段来讲呢，好像经过这个神生命的工作之后。
But in these, according to these verses, then after you go through the life of God,
这个生命的工作在我们身上成就之后，
after the work of the life it has been completed on us,
我们不但能够看清楚自己的身份，
not only can we clearly see our own status,
看清楚自己的地位，
we can clearly see our own position,
看清楚自己的道路，
we see clearly see our path,
能够活在正常的圣洁的光景。
We can live in a normal and holy state.
但不是只看到自己。
And we do not only see ourselves.
也要看到神所有的儿女。
And we see all the other children of God.
神要使他所有的儿女在他面前能够成熟。
God wants all his children to mature.
所以神不要我们做个自私的人。
So God does not want us to be a selfish person.
不要我们限制他的作为。
He does not want us to limit his work.
不要我们以这种狭小的想法。
That we use our narrow thoughts.
结果不但没有帮到神，没有服侍到神，反而成为神旨意的障碍。
And then not only have we not served the Lord, we become obstructions in his work.
所以神要我们成为能够使得天上地上一切所有的能够在基督里面同归于一的那个器。
God wants us to be the instrument that unites all things in heaven and on earth.
不止如此,
Not only that.
因为这个过程是我们生命被带到成熟的过程必经的。
Because this is the path that you must walk through to reach a mature life.
到了一个地步, 这些愿意在这上有份的圣徒,
To a point, all those who are willing to partake, all the saints who are willing to partake in this.
神把长子的名分,儿子的名分,
And then God will give him the sonship, the name of the elderly son.
在十二章的后头,
Towards the end of chapter 12,
有一个很特别的聚会,
there is a very special gathering.
那个聚会叫做天上诸长子共聚的总会,
it is called the gathering of all the firstborns.
就是天上 那些所有的得到长子名分的神儿子名分的人呢，一起在一起的聚会。
It is a gathering where everyone who has received the sonship, the sonship of the firstborn, gather together.
我实在不会想象。
I cannot imagine.
但是我里面感觉到很重要。
But I can feel it is very important.
今天神安慰我们的话。
Today the words that God used to comfort us.
看起来我不喜欢。
Perhaps we don't like it.
但是神的确是安慰我们,
but God has truly comforted us.
因为神要把盼望给我们,
because God wants to give us hope.
因为那个聚会,在那一聚会里面的人啊,
because all those people in that gathering
都已经是尝到新天新地,新耶路撒冷的那一个实际的,
because they have all tasted the reality of the new kingdom, new earth and new heaven and the new Jerusalem.
那个新耶路撒冷的实际不是要到将来才有的。
The reality of the New Jerusalem is not in the future.
新耶路撒冷是今天在愿意活在神面前的人，你就可以逐渐逐渐进入到那个丰富里面去。
The New Jerusalem, it is those of you who are willing to experience God, you can gradually experience it.
所以那些会做儿子的人,
therefore those who know how to be sons,
他们首先尝到这些东西。
Then they first tasted this.
首先进到这个丰富里面去。
They first entered into this abundance.
所以前面说这是安慰你们的话。
So at the beginning it says that these are words to comfort.
这的确需要启示。
We need revelation.
这没有办法用道理来讲明白。
It is impossible to explain it using doctrines.
神不但直接给我们安慰。
Not only does God directly give us comfort,
神也借着圣徒把安慰送到我们身上来。
And God also delivers comfort to us through saints.
所以神给一些有特殊在神面前经历的弟兄姊妹，使他成为神安慰人的器皿。And
God have used those brothers and sisters who have special experiences and used them as instruments to deliver comfort.
万一你今天所经历的是人不能明白的事情，
if what you experience today is something that men cannot understand,
万一你今天所经历的事情是在叫你觉得哎呀非常的受委屈受羞辱,
and what, perhaps what you experience today is something that you feel very ashamed and very wronged for,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我建议你好好的到神面去,
I suggest that you go before the Lord.
今天你觉得受委屈受羞辱,
today, if you feel wrong, then you feel shamed.
你如果好好的去支取神安慰的一切的丰富,
if you really draw upon the abundance of God's comfort,
也许有一天神是用你做特殊安慰的器皿,
then perhaps one day God will use you as a special instrument of comfort.
因为你有特别的机会, 经历人没有办法经历的东西,
because you have this special chance to experience what other men cannot experience.
所以你有机会体会那个神在这些东西当中，这些过程当中所赐给你那特殊的东西，特殊的恩典，特殊的安慰。
Therefore, you can experience, you can taste the special grace and the special blessings God has given you.
你要为这个事情赞美主。
You must praise the Lord for this.
你要大大的赞美主,
you must greatly praise the Lord.
看得起你,
that God thinks of you as worthy.
给你机会,
to give you the chance.
虽然难过,
even though it is suffering.
流的眼泪也应当赞美,
and with tears you should praise.
因为你有机会尝到 人其他的人所尝不到，这是你特殊的东西。
This is something that is special to you. You can taste what other men cannot taste.
将来每一个到神面前去的人。
In the future, everyone who go before the Lord.
一面我们都像基督。
On one hand, we are all like Christ.
一面我们彼此也有点不像。
And on the other hand, we are not very much alike.
这不像不是那奇奇怪怪的不像。
This unlikeness, it is not strange.
这个不像是。
It's not strangeness.
你在神面前生命的经历，生命的性格，神经过神工作的结果，你有特独特性。
And this difference is because what you have experienced, the work that the Lord has done on you is different.
所以你有你独特性。
So you have special features about you.
你要活在你自己里面，就是不是活在你己里面，是活在你神给你的那一个，就是什么，那个机会或那个情况里面。
It is not that you should live in yourself, but you should live in the opportunities that God has given you.
好好的去支取主。
To truly draw upon God.
但是神的安慰。
That is God's comfort.
今天在教会中应该是一个普遍的东西。
God's comfort should be something that is prevalent in church.
你如果去读哥林多前书第十四章。
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书第十四章是讲一个聚会。
First Corinthians chapter 14 talks about a gathering.
啊，你把这个说方言不说方言，把它放一边去。
If you put aside whether or not you speak in tongues.
啊，我也不讲这个东西。
Let's not talk about that.
但是呢，它里面讲说要有造就、安慰、劝勉人的话。
And then it says you should have words of edification and comfort and exhortation.
就是神的安慰，在这一个聚会当中能够送出来。
And that is, at this gathering place, God's comfort can be delivered.
神的安慰在这个聚会当中能够成为一个供应的管道。
That God's comfort at this gathering can be a channel of provision.
而弟兄姊妹在这个当中呢，也实在得到了、经历了、被恢复了、被刚强了。
And brothers and sisters can experience the strengthening and the restoration.
所以这个聚会呢，有一个名词哈，就是我们不常用的，叫做运用恩赐的聚会。
And we don't use this word often, but we call these gatherings gatherings of using gifts.
这是恩赐呢，不是你的恩赐。
These gifts are not your gifts.
不是你肉体上的恩赐。
Are not your fleshly gifts.
不是你天然口才的恩赐。
It is not the gift of your ability to speak.
不是你比别人在天然肉身上、天然聪明上高一点的那个恩赐。
It is not the gift that you in your fleshly wisdom, in your fleshly body, that you are superior than others.
这个恩赐是圣灵给的属灵的恩赐。
It is a spiritual gift.
如果你不是被圣灵充满的。
If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果你不是属灵的,
if you are not spiritual,
这个恩赐可能会乱用,
then perhaps you will wrongly use this gift.
但是你如果是属灵的,
if you are spiritual,
你活在圣灵的权柄底下,
if you live under the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit,
神要用你在聚会当中成为供应的管道。
Then God will use you as a channel of provision during gatherings.
所以这个人他需要被先知的灵充满。
Therefore, this person must be filled with the spirit of the prophets.
先知的灵是顺服先知的。
The spirit of prophets is obedient to the prophets.
这个人是让神的灵能够启示他，能够带领他，能够光照他，能够供应他。
This person, he allows the Holy Spirit to guide him, to provide for him.
所以他来到聚会中呢，他是个供应。
Therefore, when he comes to the gathering, he becomes a provision.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该是。
Every brother and sister should be one.
所以这里呢，在我们现在的这个聚会当中。
Therefore, at our gathering here now.
可以经历的机会。
The opportunities to experience
应该是在教会性的读经聚会里面。
It should be at church-wide Bible studies.
啊，这是可以经历的机会。
And that is an opportunity to experience.
但这个不是唯一的机会。
But that is not the only opportunity.
但是呢， 这是可以，我们的读经的机会呢，还不能够达到那个哥林多前书十四章那个丰满的地步。
But our Bible study has not reached the state of abundance that's described in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
但是呢，是往那个方向去的。
But it is in going in that direction.
所以呢，让先知的灵能够在圣徒里面呢，能够运行。
So that the spirit of the prophets can work among the saints.
啊，不是说你有说话的恩赐，你就非说不可啊。
It is not that if you have the gift of speaking, then you must speak.
是必须要圣灵感动你。
And that is, it is only when the Holy Spirit touches you.
不是你懂了你就要说啊。
It is not that if you understand, you must speak.
需要圣灵感动你。
You must be touched by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在那里做主。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is being the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹在那里就可以得供应。
And then brothers and sisters can receive the
provision. 所以有一个机会就怎么样？就把安慰劝勉供应出来。
And that is an opportunity to deliver the comfort and exhortation.
我是没有办法做太多解释，因为时间已经到了。
Because the time is up, I cannot explain too much.
但是你要知道，我们不是在追求一些只是单纯在知识上的。
But you must know we are not pursuing things of the knowledge.
我们不是只是在追求一些只是在道理上更清楚一点点的。
We're not pursuing to understand a little bit more in doctrine.
如果只是在知识上、道理上，
if it is only for knowledge and for doctrine,
如果没有圣灵做工，
if there is no work of the Holy Spirit,
一切都归于虚无，
and then all things are in vain.
但是我们在那样的机会里面，是一同经历主与我们一同坐席。
But during those experiences, we are together with God.
可能你不喜欢那个方式。
Perhaps you don't like that method.
你觉得要有人的从头讲到尾，你喜欢。
Perhaps you like someone speaking from the beginning to the end.
但是那个是另外的情形。
But that is a different situation.
但是你要给主有机会，照他的方式来帮助你。
But you must give God the opportunity to help you using His way.
因为圣灵的经历是很多层面的。
Because there are many aspects of the experience of the Holy Spirit.
有一个层面是在教会团体聚会的时候，一起在伏在圣灵的权柄底下，让圣灵在那里工作带领的。
And one of them is a corporate gathering where we are all under the governance of the Holy Spirit.
如果你不在乎这个聚会，
if you look lightly upon that gathering,
主在那里把安慰要送下来的时候，你没有得到。
And then when God wants to deliver His comfort, then you are not there.
主要建造你，你没有被建造到。
God wants to edify you, you are not being edified.
如果照着哥林多前书十二、十三、十四的这个次序。
If we go according to the order of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14.
如果主要建立成为在基督身体里面一个有用的肢体。
If God wants to build you up to be a useful part of a useful part in the body of Christ,
因为你没有参加，因为你没有参加
，because you're not there,
你没有在建造中
，you're not edifying the Lord,
你没有让主建造你的机会
，you're not giving the Lord the opportunity to edify you,
是你的损失。
You're shortchanging yourself.
是教会的损失。
You're shortchanging the church.
同时也是主的损失。
And you're also shortchanging the Lord.
这个损失不是因为主，是因为你。
And this damage, it is not because of the Lord, it is because of you.
我不是在讲严重的话。
I'm not trying to say heavy words.
这是真实的。
This is true.
你如果好好在主面前谦卑下来。
If you really humble yourself before the Lord,
你要真正承认一件事情。
Then you must admit one thing.
天上地上一切所有的同在基督里面同归于一，这是神在教会里面真正在做的事情。
The true thing that the Lord is doing in church is to unite all things in heaven and on earth.
不要以为那是一个很枯燥的聚会。
Do not think it is a very dry and boring gathering.
你心不向着主，什么都是枯燥。
If your heart is not towards the Lord, then all things are dry and boring.
你心向着主，什么都有滋味。
if your heart is towards the Lord, then all things are tasteful.
不要把这个问题归总是归在你以外。
Do not always think the problem is outside of you.
主给我们建造我们的机会是有限的。
God has given us limited opportunities to build us up.
我们如果不在乎，
If we do not care,
总有一天这个有限的机会到了尽头。
Then one day that limit, that you will reach that limit.
我们可能就失去了机会。
And then we lose the opportunity.
如果你失去了机会，你再来说主啊，你为什么当时都不建造我呢？
If you lost that opportunity and then you say, Lord, how come you have not edified me?
我不晓得你这个话说不说得出来。
I don't know whether or not you can say it.
但是实在来讲，神在聚会中那个安慰是很实在的。
However, but the comfort God delivers at a gathering is very real.
因为这个安慰是把你带到有盼望的那一个方向去。
Because this comfort brings you in a direction of hope.
你不要坚持只是你的问题。
Do not hold on to the fact that it is my problem.
不要坚持只是你的感觉。
Do not hold on to the fact that it is your feeling.
你要谦卑下来，主，你在这里有没有工作？
You must humble yourself and say, Lord, are you working here?
你知道我，你知道怎么帮助我。
You know me, you know how to help me.
我实在听到很多弟兄姊妹。
I truly have heard from many brothers and sisters.
他只要心向着主的。
If his heart is towards God.
在那样的运用恩赐的聚会里面。
In those gatherings that use his gifts.
在他所经历到的神是活的。
The God that he experiences is a living God.
神真的知道他的需要。
God truly knows his needs.
不需要他一定要把问题都把它一五一十的讲得很具体很详细的才能够解决他的问题。
He doesn't need to explain or lay out his problem in detail and very specifically.
神是鉴察人心的神。
God is the Lord, God is the God who watches over men's hearts.
神是眷顾的神。
And God is the God who cares.
神知道我们的时间，我们的机会，我们的环境都是有限的。
God knows that our time, our environment are limited.
只有神有办法在最有限的情况底下做最奇妙的无限丰富的工作。
Only God can do the unlimited and amazing work in a limited amount of time.
人常常是愚昧。
Men are often foolish.
总是要事倍功半。
We often do twice the amount of work for half the results.
要花了很多力气，但是没有得到什么。
We spend so much effort and receive nothing.
但是神告诉我们，你的心转向他，你脚步跟随他。
But the Lord tells us if our heart turns to Him, if our foot follows Him.
你要发现，处处都有神的同在，处处都有神的安慰，处处都有神的供应。
And then you will find that everywhere there is God's presence, God's comfort, and God's provision.
神借着教会的聚会，供应每一位圣徒。
Through the church's gathering, God is providing for all saints.
这是神奇妙的安排。
That is God's amazing arrangement.
哥林多前书十四章的聚会不是人的聚会，是神安排的聚会。
The gathering that is talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it is not a gathering of men, but it is a gathering according to God.
如果我们今天有机会能够在这样的机会里面能够经历主，被主建造。
If we have the experience to be edified through this.
如果我们放弃。
If we give it up.
这是我们最大的损失。
Then it is our greatest.
我们没有理由跟神争什么。
Then we shortchange ourselves. We have no reason to argue with God.
你不要因为你现在都放弃了，然后你到时候你跟神说，为什么我没有份？
Do not give up everything now and then go to God at the end and say, why do I have no part?
你要跟主求，主给你开门。
You must seek before the Lord and
现在给你开门。
Ask Lord to open the door for you, to open the door now.
将来不要抱怨。
And then in the future, you won't have to complain.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你用宝血遮盖这些话。
Lord, we pray that you use your precious blood to cover these words.
只有你能够做你要做的事。
Only you can do the work you want to do.
只有你能够叫你的话在人的生命中产生真正的建造。
Only you can cause your words to have the effect of edification in lives.
求你得到我们每一位。
May you receive each one of us.
愿这个地方成为你所喜悦的见证。
May this whole place be a place that brings you pleasure.
愿在你心中所要成就的都能够成就。
May what you want to fulfill in your heart may be fulfilled.
扩大我们的心胸。
Enlarge our hearts.
扩充我们的视野。
Enlarge our mind.
扩充我们承受的度量。
Enlarge our capacity to receive.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.